This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official sponsor of Full Figure Fashion Week Media Day at the 10th anniversary of Full Figure Fashion Week taking place in New York City on June 18th through the 23rd. You can read more about it on the blog at ShaniceLewisShow.com. And for more information about Full Figure Fashion Week, visit FFFweek.com. And make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Maurice Mo Bond currently serves as the co-founder and managing partner of MVP Collections, a solution-inspired big and tall menswear collection that caters specifically to the big and tall customer looking for stylish clothing options that fit both their personality and frame. MVP Collections is made in the USA and offers a wide range of styles in sizes 1X, to 6X, 2XLT to 4XLT, and sizes 38 to 58. Prior to entering the fashion industry, Mo enjoyed a successful career as a Major League Baseball player with the Boston Red Sox, Anaheim Angels, and the New York Mets, playing from 1991 to 2003. He was a three-time All-Star selection and won the American League MVP Award in 1995 with the Boston Red Sox. And we are honored to have him on the show today. Hi, Mo.
Shanice, how are you? Listen, you sounded great. All that stuff I forgot, but thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being on the show. Now, I mentioned in your intro, you had a successful career as a Major League Baseball player for 12 years. Now, I had no idea how successful you were because I follow no sports at all. So when I met you at the TCF Star Expo, I should have been getting your picture.
Well, thank you. You know, I was very, very fortunate. You know, my career actually was cut short due to injury, but when I was there, I thought I was pretty good. I had my best years in Boston and enjoyed that. And then I've, you know, parlayed that into some other businesses that have been successful. And I think MVP is definitely one of them.
And I was doing some research about you and I saw you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated and you recently got inducted to a Hall of Fame.
Yes, I was, when I won the MVP in 95, I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I also went into the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame. So there's been some very good times, some very good things that happened. I've been very, very fortunate to be successful on all sides of life. So, you know, it's I have really no complaints, you know what I mean? I have no complaints, and I've been able to do some things of need. Also started an affordable housing company where we own 14,000 units of that stuff across the country. And, you know, and I told you, you know, MVP Collections is, you know, all the things you said, made in America, stylish options for the big and tall guy. And my biggest thing was, why can't we look like everybody else too? Why can't we have the fashion? Why can't we have the style, the colors? And I think that's, you know, one of those things that's been successful, but I've always been out there trying to do things that are needed, and MVP Collections is definitely one of them.
Now, we're going to get into talking more detail about your company, but I had one more question about the baseball. So once you retired from baseball, did you have a plan B, or did you have to figure it out? Like, was your goal to do these type of companies, or you just figured it out as you went along?
I think for me, I just realized, even when I was playing ball, that there was more, there's going to be more to life. You know, some of my best friends in the game went on to play 20 years and went to the Hall of Fame. A few guys I've, you know, we, you know, grew up with, played against. But we all can't be that fortunate, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just always knew that there was going to be some type of afterlife. I did not know exactly what it was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be, you know, an affordable housing company out of New York City. I didn't know it was going to be MVP collections. But I just knew that you had to be working towards that mindset because you just can't play forever. So I think that's where it was. You know, I was very weary, very unsure first couple, 3 years of retirement. Where do I fit in? Who are my real friends? All those questions came to light, but I think getting involved with some good people really answered those things for me.
Okay, so you have two companies right now, and the first one you mentioned briefly is Omni New York LLC. Now, affordable housing, are you like flipping houses or are you building new properties from scratch?
No, we take current structures, that tough properties that landlords have not, you know, set aside to continue, you know, growing and continue refurbishing. We take those structures, bring construction into those tenants with, they're all multifamily. We do construction with tenants in place and put a new, it's not a new structure, but we bring up all the mechanics, the code. We do all the things necessary, building wise, without building new, to bring that structure up to code and give people who own, you know, live in affordable housing, a proper living environment that everyone in this world should deserve to live in, and we bring that to the forefront. We started that in 2003. We did our first 289 units in the Bronx in 2004. And since then, we own 14,000 units in 16 states. We've done over $1 billion in construction. And it's really one of those stories where, you know, you're making people's lives better. I think for me, the gratitude comes when I go to a property after we've done some construction and people say, thank you for improving our lives. And I think that's what it's all about.
Yes, that's wonderful. Now, hearing your story with your background in baseball and then you transition into real estate, someone would not think you would even be interested in fashion. But when I was researching you, I saw that even before you launched your online, you were at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. So you always had some type of interest in fashion and style.
Well, for me, you know, playing in the major leagues, we did a lot of traveling, and there was no jeans on the road. So we all had tailors, you know what I mean? We all had people to come in. You know, I was lucky enough to have some disposable income to have my clothes. But the problem was where was the style besides the Wall Street look? We had none of that. We had no jeans. We had no button-downs. We had nothing that was in that inside, in-between factor that was needed. We were either wearing a very sharp suit or basically the same jeans that everybody knew where you shopped at and the same T-shirt and button-down where everybody knew where you shopped at. And I just
No variety.
And listen, I just think that people just give the big and tall industry a bad rap. We get the worst fabrics, the worst colors, the worst patterns. Everything is not like, no one's thinking about us. And I just wanted to put ourselves in a situation where people were thinking about what we wanted to look like, how we wanted to dress, what style we want. We wanted a nice sport coat with a nice pair of jeans and a button down. We just wanted to be like everybody else. And I think that's where this whole thing came from, was going. I was a 2X tall, and that was like, you might as well be, you know, in Mars looking for a 2X tall, you know, in our industry. So I think that's where the whole thing came from, was that there was just nothing there, no fashion, no style. nobody really caring about, you know, the big and tall, you know, man, and that's what I wanted to do.
And so then you decided there is a void in the market that I can fill, and so that's how the MVP Collections was born.
Exactly. You're 100% right. And it was a white, you know, a white space. I remember we started this thing, you know, almost 2 years ago now. It was just nothing to go off of. There was a completely white state. We started off, you know, on e-com, and we really went out there. We listened to the customers, you know, the good things and the bad things. And that was the main thing we had to do. We had to listen to the customer and find out exactly what customer wanted. And with that, you know, now we're in 50 stores with DXL. We're doing something now with XM Magazine. We're doing some things, you know, we're drop shipping. We're doing a lot of different things now to get the brand out there. But it was just basically, like I said, we want to give that big and tall guy the opportunity to look like everybody else.
Now, did you have any obstacles getting MVP Collections off the ground?
Listen, I think what happens is, and it's like anything, you know, you use your name to get in the door,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately that only gets you but so far. And then you got to execute. Your name only gets
right.
you but so far. Out there, and soon as, you know, the product's late, and something doesn't go right, or, you know, it's not cut right, or not sewn right, or doesn't fit right, no one cares about BMO Vaughn. You got to execute. And I think that's what I've understood. I've always understood that, you know, in my life. So, you know, it's okay to get there, but once you get produced, and I think for me, my partner, Diane Cattulli, she was in the business for 20 years. She's the execution of this process. It's great to have great ideas, but if you have nobody that can execute what you want, and you know, I'm an athlete. You know, I've got some business sense, but do I know the everyday ins and outs of fashion? No, but I had someone there that knew it, been in the business, taught it to me, and that's why we're here. We're working well, very well together.
Now, how did you meet Diane? And did someone introduce you to her when you were interested in starting the line?
No, Diane's. We've been family friends for a long time, and I've had this idea probably 5 years ago. We were only 2 years old, but I just, you know, you have a good idea. And I knew my idea was good, but you got to be careful who you tell your ideas to. So we had just been missing each other for, you know, at different events and family things. We had been missing each other, and we finally got together overseas at a birthday party, which was crazy. You know, this whole thing started in Italy. But we got together. We were at a birthday party, and I brought it to her. And you know, Diane, you know, doing some reconnaissance. You know, 6 weeks after she went out and figured out everything, we came back and started this thing up, and this is where we are.
So tell me about the three lifestyle looks that your brand carries, because you have everything for a big and tall man's whole entire wardrobe.
That's the key. You can get with us. You can get a hot pair of jeans. You can put a button down. You could then dress that up with you know, with our button downs. We have all different types of those, you know, animal print. We have a shirt with the spikes in it. We call it I forgot what look we call it, which I should know. But anything that is on fashion and on trend, we're going to be that. We're going to be fashion forward. We're going to be on trend. And I think the best thing about us being made in America, we can change our style and our collection every six times a year, versus when you're overseas, it's a longer process. So when something comes out that's hot, you know, we want to have the jean, the button down, and the sport coat. That's a look that the fashion guy can take with you, take with him anywhere. You go to work, come home, take the sport coat off, and go out. Casual.
Right.
We have athleisure. You know, we have all different types of things that are going on in our brand. But the main thing was to be able to give this guy many, many options and give him the ability to have all those looks, you know, at one time at his disposal.
Now, you mentioned that the collection can be purchased in stores. Now, is the same thing on the website in stores, or is it different things?
No, you can purchase in store, but the select DXL stores, and then you go on MVPcollections.com and purchase there. So there's a couple options. Listen, we're trying to build our business. You know, we think DXL is the number one, you know, big and tall brand out there that can carry us. That's where we're partner with us, and we're growing it. We're growing it, you know, as we speak. But that's where you can basically get it is, you know, at Select DXL, and also get with us online, MVPcollections.com, and you can get the stuff right off the website.
Now, you're actually on the forefront of this big and tall men's movement. Are men reaching out to you saying, you know, now that they have stylish clothes, they're feeling more confident and thanking you for what you're doing?
Listen, I think everybody has been extremely supportive. Everybody is thankful. Everybody is positive, and I want everybody to know I really do appreciate it. It isn't easy, but we're trying, and we're listening, and we appreciate everybody's feedback going forward. And you know, it's like we got to keep moving. We got to keep changing. We added some colors. You know, we have now our whole Moto Jean collection, where that's been our biggest seller, our Moto Jean, and we're just adding to that. So all the feedback, definitely great for what we're trying to do.
And you're sponsoring a lot of events that are coming up. You are doing an excellent job with getting the brand out with exposure. Now, I have three of the events that you're involved in. You're going to be at Full Figure Fashion Week coming up in June, and you're sponsoring mm-hmm. the Baywalk Big and Tall Male Fashion Show. I think this is going to be
yes.
your second time at Full Figure Fashion Week, correct?
Correct. Listen, we need all the women in the industry to help us. You know, we're I told you, it's a white space, so there's really not a lot of traction. And Gwen at, you know, Full Figure Fashion Week took us in. So we always want to be supportive of Full Figure Fashion Week and anybody and other things, you know, people in the industry. We've done things with the Curvy Fashionista. We've done things in Atlanta. We're going to be in New Orleans, you know, in July at the Essence. That's the Curve. So we need the women in this business to help us out and get our name brand out there. And the way to do that is partner up and help. And I think that's how you do that is get involved with everybody and make it happen. And it's like, you know, now, you know, I think everybody was feeling us out. What are we about? What are we doing? But I think we've created
right.
some great relationships that we're always going to have going forward, and we're going to keep those going.
And you mentioned you're going to be at the Essence of Curves, and you're the title sponsor of that event. And July 6th, you're going to be on
July
a panel
6th.
Discussion at the Marriott
yes.
in Metairie, and then July 7th, is the main event at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans, and all of this is going on during the Essence Festival. Now, do you usually come to the Essence Festival, or are you just coming especially
no,
this
I,
year
I,
to promote?
I this would be my first time. I've heard a lot about it. Usually, you know, listen, July, I'm usually playing baseball or whatever, what I'm doing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
True,
so,
that's true.
You know, these are some of the things, the events that I'm getting involved with now, so this is my first time here, and I look forward to it.
And then the TCF Style Expo is coming up August 11th and 12th in Atlanta. Now, that's where I first met you because I'm the host of the TCF Style Expo.
I didn't get to talk
to you a lot while I was on stage, but I think you're going to be a vendor there and a fashion show there too. Now, is there any other events you are a part of, or I got your whole schedule?
I think you got it right. And, you know, that TCF, we love that. We had a great time there. People were very, very receptive to us, and we look forward. We definitely look forward to that.
Now, are these events fun for you? It's a total new audience and a different vibe from the sports audience.
Oh, it's fun. Let me tell you, it's fun to be out there. It's fun to get involved. It's fun to talk. And I could just be myself. And I'm just explaining what I think is right and what I know is right. And I'm the best thing about me in this whole business is I am a big and tall customer. So you can't fake the funk with me. I know what it is. I've worn the stuff. I know what people are trying to do. I know what I'm trying to bring to the table, the cuts, the style. I want the stuff to fit right. It's got to have enough swing so everybody's comfortable. And when I see the influencers are in the game, I mean, I'm friends with Built Up Real Nice and some other guys that are in the industry and some other females too. When they, give positive feedback, I'm very, very happy. So I like coming around, being involved, and mingling because, it's number one, people get to know you, and, you develop relationships. So I like when I go.
Yeah, and, a lot of these women are the ones who buy the clothing for their husbands and their fathers and sons.
Exactly.
So it's smart. They're doing very smart marketing, and it's awesome. It's going to definitely pay off.
Exactly.
So do you have anything else happening that we should be on the lookout for? Anything we need to know that I didn't mention?
We're doing a photo shoot for XM Magazine this week, and that's a men's mail order, and I think I want everybody to start looking out for that. It's a mail order magazine, and it's
for big and tall men,
really,
or all size men.
Yeah, it's big and tall men, and I think it's going to be something that's really going to be beneficial to us. And look out for it.
Nice. Well, you are going to be very busy this summer. Tell us your website and your social media pages so we can keep up with everything MVP Collections.
We are, like I said, we're at MVPCollections.com. We are also on the DXL.com website, and we're Facebook, MVP Collections, and we are what else? Instagram is MVP_USA. Check us out.
Oh, and one more thing, I forgot. You have like a giveaway going on. Do you know that off the top of your head to tell me about the promotions on your website?
I don't know the giveaway exactly. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to give off the wrong information. But we do have a giveaway. Check it out. I just want to make sure I'm saying the right thing before I do it.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll definitely go to the website to get the details. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was an honor speaking with you, and I'll see you at almost all of the events. So I'm going to get a picture so I can impress my male friend.
Make sure you come up and give me a hug, all right? And thank you for the interview. Anytime you need something, call me up. I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my guest this evening, the legendary Mo Vaughn. And thank you for tuning in. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for always supporting. And until next time, keep thriving in your curve and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.